Come on, songs, goes like this.
God bless you all this morning. God bless you all. You know, we just give honor to the Christ who is the head of our life, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. So God bless all of you that is tuning in this morning. Amen. One thing that we could truly say in this day and time, that praise is like a gasoline that goes, like gas goes in the car. I'm telling you, without praise, you will run out of gas. So even though we're in a time like this, you have to continue to give God some praise, and you'll find out that that will put some gas in your tank and just give you some kind of unction or motion or emotion and just keep on going. So we just give God, we give him the praise for who the head of our lives, and we just thank him, amen, for keeping us and keeping us covered, because it's not by our might nor by our powers. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. Thank God for our international followers that's constantly staying locked in, being faithful even throughout the week, amen, that they're constantly tuning in, getting fed, getting something to help them, amen, to keep pressing on, amen. Keeping on, amen. My God, what a week we had. What a week of impact. What a week of encouragement, motivation, refilling, refreshing. What a mighty week that we have, amen. And I truly believe is that many of you, amen, you'll probably be experiencing some friction going on in your life and also in the spirit realm. Well, I want to let you know that the friction that you're experiencing is good, amen. Later on in the broadcast, I'm going to share with you why it is good, amen. And you will have completely understanding. One thing I do know, once you have understanding of what's around you, what you're going through, different issues that coming at you, you will realize that it's much easier to go through it. Amen. I just thank God for you. I know you all already for that Southern hospitality that we get every week. What that apple pie hospitality with our very own mother. Amen. And if she can, she can go ahead and press one right after that. Evangelist Nita, I want her to press 1-2 so she can bring us the word of prayer. And I know that you all want some of that apple pie. You've been missing that all week. Amen. Amen. I know you have. And I know you just came on the broadcast just to hear that welcome, that old Southern welcome. I know you have. Well, I should have put it at the end. That way I know you'll stay through the whole broadcast. But nevertheless, we love to do it at the beginning to make you feel a part at ADM. And I know Mother will. God bless you, Mother Helen. Amen. In Jesus' name.
For every mountain he brought us over, for every trial he brought us through, for that we give him the praise. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome our international visitors, United States of America, the ones that's on the line right in the city. We welcome you. And remember that we are taught at the ADM ministry, for every mountain that he brings you over, for every trial he brings you through, our pastor teller just continue to keep on giving him the praise. So again, we welcome you. Have a blessed day. God bless you, and we love you unconditionally. God bless you, Apostle, back in your hands.
Good morning. Giving all praises to God this morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory on this beautiful morning. To God be the glory. We give God the highest praise this morning. Father, we give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, because you are a deserving God, Father God. You are deserving, Lord Jesus, and we want to just praise you, Father, as we come collectively together on one accord, Father God. to give you the praise, to worship you, Father God, to fellowship, Father God, in your presence. It is an honor, Lord Jesus, to be in your midst, Father. And we just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being in our midst in this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being Elohim, Lord Jesus, our creator, Father God, the God that created and knows and sees everything, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our El Shaddai, Lord Jesus, our God Almighty, Father God, the God that can handle all our circumstances and situations, Father God. We give them to you this morning, Father God. We leave them right at your feet, Father God, at your throne. I'm saying it all to you. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being our Jehovah Jireh, Lord, our provider, Father God. You provide all our needs, Father God. You provide even our wants, Father God. You provide all the necessities, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Lord Jesus. I give you special thanks in that area, Lord Jesus. I know your work, Father God. I know your wonders, Father God. I know your miracles, Father God. And I say hallelujah to you this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for being our shepherd, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being our Jehovah Rohi, Father God. The one that guides us, the one that leads us, Father God, the one that protects us, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. We exalt thee, Jesus. We just thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you for every mountain, Lord Jesus, that you carried us through, Father God. Every obstacle, Father God, that you allowed us to walk through, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for a voice, Father God. We thank you for a sane mind, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all our faculties. We thank you for being able to just call on your name just to know that you are here, that you are omnipresent, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. And as this broadcast goes through today, Lord Jesus, we just unction your Holy Spirit in, Lord. We unction your Holy Spirit, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, there will be deliverance, Father God. In the name of Jesus, there will be healing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, people will sin and obtain salvation on the day, Father God, by the sound of the voice that you have elected to speak, Father God, by the sound of the person that you have chosen, Father God, and accepted the call, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to continue to use Prophet Apostle Temple, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to continue, Lord, to pour into him, Father God, because one thing about him, Lord, we thank you for him, Father God, because he never leaves us so empty, Father God. What you pour in, Father God, he pours back out, Father God. So we, in the name of Jesus, Father God, ask you, Lord Jesus. You say when two or three are gathered, Father God, that you are in the midst, Father. You said if we ask anything in your name, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that it shall be, Father God. Lord, we ask you to continue to pour into him, Father God, and just let the overflow just keep coming, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to continue, Father God, to raise him up, Father God. Continue to lead him, Father God, because one thing about him, Lord, he's going to keep preaching and teaching, Father God, to make sure no one is left behind, Father. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the obedience, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the discipline, Father God. We thank you, you, Lord, for each and every member, non-believers, believers, Father God, that's tapping into the broadcast, Father God, that's hungry, Lord Jesus, that's looking to be fed, Father God, that's thirsty, Father God, that's looking for that drink, Father God, that living water, Father God, that Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, 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 to take over, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to remove every obstacle, Father God. Remove anything, Lord Jesus, that may be hindering the word of God from coming through on today, Father God. And let everyone, Father God, get back in a calm state, Lord Jesus, to receive what you have for them on this day, not just receive it, to understand it, to grasp it, Father God, and to apply it, Lord Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, take over this broadcast right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
I dare you right there in your living rooms, right there in your home, no matter where you're listening to us, even if you are overseas, international, it doesn't matter. There's a very strong, passionate prayer that begins to shift different things. Amen. I dare you to just take a few minutes and just give God a worship, give him a praise, just give him a thank you, because let the truth be told, if it have not been for him on our side, none of us right now will not be here. None of us right now will not be seeing this day. But this day alone, just opening our eyes, just giving him things, amen, that this is a day that I can just give God the praise. We give him a thing. Don't take it for granted, amen. Don't take it for granted. There's so many people right about now could wish that they had this day to continue to celebrate the Lord. There's so many people right now that is in the hospital wish, amen, that they had another chance just to give God an opportunity of praise. But while you in your right mind, many of you are in good health, amen. My many of you right now is able to lift your voice and able to give him a thank you. I dare you to just take this few minutes out and just tell him thank you. You might need to tell him thank you, amen, not only for yourself, but if you got siblings, you got kids, you different things, God, thank you for them. I thank you, amen, for the things that you are doing. Some of you just need to just take a few minutes and give God a thank you, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty Father that we serve. He's saving you for a time like this. He's saving you for a purpose that he has in store for you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep looking towards the hill, which coming thy help. And thy help is coming from thy Lord. Amen. He's saving you because he got a plan for you. He's saving you because he got a direction for you. Amen. He's saving you. Now is the time for you to get plugged in with the right frequency. Now is the time for you to get plugged in for something that you not looking for something that you want, but looking for something that you need, that going to continue to help you to keep moving forward and forward and forward. I dare you that you ask the Spirit of the Lord to come into your home, refreshing you, restore you, amen. And many of you, you probably need to renew your covenant back with the Lord. I dare you to use this moment to get things right, to turn things around, line things back up, whatever he has for you. I dare you, amen. Don't rob yourself. Don't rob, my God, your family. Don't rob your life for what God has in store for you. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God he serves. My God, I dare you. I feel someone just need to welcome the Holy Spirit in your home. I feel someone just need to welcome the Holy Spirit in them. Amen. I dare you to welcome the Holy Ghost inside of you. It's your time. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I feel that the Holy Spirit
Spirit is speaking to you that God wants to take a residence inside of you. God been knocking, he been seeking, he been looking at you. Now he want to take residenceship inside of you. I know I can't see you right now, but I see you in the spirit realm. If you allow him to take a residence inside of you, different things finna turn around in your life. It's finna get ready to work for it is good. Amen. You're gonna begin to see the up and a up and a up. My God, once you allow him to take residence inside of you. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He is awesome. And we just thank God, my God, for his faithfulness. And I'm telling you, even you, amen, just constantly being faithful, constantly keep walking. No matter how hard the times may get, you are not allowing anything to detour you, amen, for the purpose and the walk and the destiny that God has for your life. I just got to lift him up and give him the glory because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I'm telling you, if nobody else doesn't understand you, trust me, God understands you. He already knew who you was before you was even born. He was already watching you ever since you grew from adolescence. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he is watching you. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and shift a minute. Amen. And get some of the announcements out the way. And we just thank God for you and you for listening in and being a part. Amen. And we want you to continue to listen in. Listen, I just want to share this. If you have not reached out to my God, Minister Harris, about your address for she could ship you a communion. Amen. Because we will be taking communion. Amen. Beginning at the first Sunday in August. Amen. And we want to ship you communion, amen. And we probably be shipping you something as the Lord lead us, amen. Lord, on the instruction of my heart to get ready to repetitionally to take some communion. And it's not the system, amen, as people put it, amen. We're going to take an inward dose of the Spirit of the Lord, amen. We're going to take an inward dose of him, amen, as we keep on moving forth in this world. And the things that are in it as the pandemic that we are dealing with today, we're going to be covered inside and out through the Spirit of the Lord as he give us instructions to do so. Amen. I want to turn this part over to First Lady. Then also I want Sister Minister Harris, I want you to press 1 because Minister Harris also been on the front line and, you know, her job and different things got her doing the things differently. So I want her to share with us, amen, about the things that even this virus, how it is starting, it's done expand, it done spread it, because sometimes we need to hear from people who out there in it, amen, other than we trying to deliver information that is coming from the news or different ones. I love to deal with individuals that deals with facts, amen. They shit, they in it, they deal with it. My God, about every day they dealing with facts, amen. And love to hear from them because you'll begin to understand, you'll begin to see, amen, it is very real, amen. But before then, we're going to bring on our very own First Lady to deliver some messages. Then we're going to click in Sister Harris. Amen.
Good morning, ADM. What a blessing. And I just want to thank Apostle for, although he said that he wants to shift a little bit to announcements, but I just wanted to park there one for just a few minutes because I just want you all to understand just having an attitude of gratitude and just basically just for any and everything. Like he said that, you know, we're thankful that we're not in the hospital. It might be some in the hospital, but you're still among the living. That just having a thankful heart and a thankful spirit, it will reverse depression, anxiety, hopelessness, all types of emotions that are designed to keep us down. Just whenever you start to feel like that, just start to count your blessings. Get a journal. Just start to write things down that you're thankful for. And they don't have to be big. You don't have to be thankful for, let's say, oh, I got $100,000 in the bank or whatever. Those are small material things, although it can help out. But the bottom line is you have to have that tap into those internal resources and just have that joy and that contentment that will sustain you through these times. So again, I just want to just remind you all that attitude of gratitude will take you to places that a check can't. Again, we always want to invite you all to get on the line at 7 a.m. with Minister-elect Monica and Evangelist-elect Nita. It's powerful. I can't say enough about it. I just want you all to tap in. Apostle's been talking about that, getting connected to that proper power source. That's definitely one of them. Definitely want to connect yourself in the mornings. Do not miss it. Set your alarm clock. Hopefully you all are up anyway at that time. But if not, set your time so that you can get that morning glory. And then at 8 p.m., Apostles Empowerment Series. You don't want to miss it. Monday through Wednesday or Monday through Thursday. It's just amazing. We never know which way the Lord is going to shift him, but I know that he's obedient. We can think that we're going to go one way this week, and then the Lord will just shift him and give us exactly what we need for that day or the next couple of days. So just continue to invite your friends, tell your family about it. This is free of charge. No one's asking for an offering. No one's asking you to do anything, but just be coming in with the right heart and spirit so that you can get everything that the Lord has purposed for you to get. And, of course, on Fridays, that is for our youth nights. Let's hear it up for our youth. Yes. I just love them, and I'm just so thankful for them. And I know Sister Harris is going to come on and talk about the way that the pandemic and the COVID-19 is going and how we need to definitely arm and prepare ourselves for the second tier that we're in. But I'm on the front line, too, and I see, like I said last week, with the youth, we're still in the first phase. Like he said, he corrected me, the first phase. And we're dealing, myself, Minister Nita, and Deshaun, and everyone else, we're dealing with the teenagers. And it is affecting them as well. And I'm not going to spend too much time on it today, but I spent a lot of time on it last week, telling you all how you have to equip yourself when you go out. Although we have seen a lot of elderly and middle-aged individuals getting infected, our young people, they are getting affected as well. So I want to see you all with covering up with your mask, washing your hands, utilizing proper sanitation methods and everything else, because this virus has no age on it, no discrimination, but we want to be prepared. We have a lot of protective gear in the office. We have non-perishable foods in the office. There's no reason why anyone that's connected to ADM does not have the proper supplies that you need in order to sustain and endure this period that we're in. We know that sometimes you feel like, okay, I don't want to call, I don't want to bother, but that'll be shame on you. You have the resources, you have the support. You need to just make sure that everybody around you is protected. So I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle and Minister Harris. Just know that we love you all. We want you to stay encouraged. And again, keep that attitude of gratitude in your heart, in your spirit. I guarantee you it will reverse those spirits that try to overtake us, especially Sunday evenings when you start thinking about things. Just start saying, I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to reverse those feelings that trying to come over me because I am blessed. This is a temporary season season that I'm in right now. So, again, I'm going to finally turn it over to Minister Harris.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I just wanted to update also before I start, like, with the announcement. Your mailing addresses I do need, and also I would need you to send me the number of people in the household so I'll know how many containers to send you. Yeah. Also, for parents, I did send out text to those whose addresses I do need. And for parents whose kids, I have not received their cell phone numbers, I sent you a message as well. If you guys could just respond, you know, I would appreciate that. And as far as COVID-19 goes, dealing with this firsthand, it is getting worse. And we are actually like 128 cases in Georgia from having 140,000 people who tested positive. So it is real. And I know a lot of people, we get a lot of kickback when people come into our offices, and we get a lot of attitude because they don't want to wear the mask. They don't want any hand sanitizer. They just want us to leave them alone. And it's real. And I just say you have to continue to protect yourself. They've actually upped our protective equipment that we had. We're no longer just wearing masks. We're wearing face shields. And we have to continue to wear our masks under those face shields. We have to try to keep a distance from members. And if there are members who come and present themselves as being positive or who've been exposed, we actually can't even let them in the building. So I'm saying to you, if you feel like you've been exposed, if you feel like you're positive, don't just walk in to your doctor's office. Don't just walk in. You know, you can probably walk into the emergency room, but most places they want you to call first so they can direct you on where to go so they can properly protect themselves when you come in, because that's how it spreads. We have to be mindful of those who don't have it. We have to be understanding that everybody doesn't want to get it. Like, if you have it or you feel like you tested positive or somebody's tested positive, you know, try to stay clear. Try to quarantine yourself for at least the 14 days so that you won't affect anyone else. And that's what we're getting. That's why it's spreading so much, because people are not being considerate of other people. People are saying, oh, it's just like the flu. No, it's not like the flu. It's different, because they've been said that studies have shown that people who have passed from COVID-19 have blood clots. So this is bigger than the flu, because this virus is actually creating blood clots in our blood. That's why it's making it so hard for people to breathe, because those blood clots are shooting into your lungs. So it's bigger than that. And to know that there are different symptoms every day, now it's muscle pain, sweat, you know, headaches. The symptoms change each day because they don't know what it is. So it's research for them. And while we're out here, we're pretty much the experiment. So you don't want to be the experiment, but they're researching now. They're trying to get to the bottom of how to tackle it and how to get rid of it. So in this time, continue to wear your face mask, as the First Lady said. And what I do is, if I'm out, I have hand sanitizer. So if you have to touch a door or something, I have my hand sanitizer. But as soon as I get home, I wash my hands with soap and water. So that's just to make sure that the germs are gone. But you just have to prepare yourself. Be cautious. Don't give kickback or don't get an attitude if someone's asking you to wear a mask. You know, right now we have the mayor and the governor spewing about what. We should all want to be safe. We should all want to stay healthy and stay clear of this COVID-19. So just be smart. Don't be out here thinking that, oh, because you haven't seen anyone personally get COVID-19, don't think that it won't hit home. We had a cousin in May die in Ohio from COVID-19. So it's a lot, and it's real. And I've heard of people that I know that got it. Everybody's symptoms are different, but you don't want to find out what your symptoms are. You don't want to find out how you react to it. So just be safe, wash your hands, sanitize, keep your face mask on, and if you don't have to go out, don't go out. If you have to go out, protect yourself.
Amen.
Back to you.
Amen. Amen, Sister Harrison. Very important information, and, you know, I've been ministering hard all week, but especially for the last 2 days, I've been ministering, and one of the things that I was sharing for the last 2 days, get away from these bootleggers. These bootleggers will mess you up with their theory, with their information, that they don't have no qualification to try to tell you what to do, how to do it. This thing is, you know, I call it jailhouse talk, you know. So get away from these bootleggers. Let's deal with the medical professionals. Understand that it's not fear, it's not, you don't have faith, you have one body. And your body is governed by choices. And the choice that you make will determine the outcome of your life. That is misinformation when people begin to say, well, you know, if it ain't your time, it ain't your time.
at the end of the day, God does have a set time for each and every one of us. We have a set time, but the choices that we make today, it could determine our set time earlier. It could determine our choice not to be here earlier. So don't get into these theories that people cannot back up, and they only backing up from a bootleg information from a bootleg individual. Amen. If they don't have the medical degree and did, I'm not talking about they Google research, and I'm not talking about they Google studies and their conversations that they'll get into somebody else that is not qualified. Amen. And church does that a lot. We get high, we get jacked up off of people that doesn't have the qualification to try to take you to the next level, take you to the next place. Then when things happen or when things begin to fall, we want to start getting mad at everybody and putting the blame on everybody. Well, you don't want to listen to that bootlegger, amen? And because of the bootlegger, my God, is used to living their life cutting corners, bootlegging, not doing things truthfully, not doing things right. Amen. That's how they live their life. And that's how they're going to receive information. And that's how they're going to give out information. Amen. And guess what? Your life could be in danger. It's just like I was sharing with the body of Christ for the last couple of days. Amen. That if you get a mechanic to begin to work on your car, he's a bootlegger, amen? Then next thing you know, things doesn't work out correctly, and you got to spend out more money than you should. You can't get mad at that bootlegger because you should already knew that that was an unqualified individual before that individual came and started working on your car. You knew he learned his skills from another bootlegger for somebody else. My God, messing around with broke down cars and stuff, but never went to school or never went through the proper place to get the condition, to get the training, amen, for they could be qualified to give you a diagnosis or to give you. And that's what happening, especially in the world today. We got bootleggers trying to educate people how to deal with different things and how to and it sounds so ignorant. Amen. It's very ignorant and it sounds so ignorant. So we got to get away from that and we got to start dealing with quality and qualified individual. Pastor is no doctor. I'm no medical profession. It's not for me to up here to give you. Only thing I can give you what the Lord says. And that's what pastor always give, what the Lord says. I'm not going to break down A to Z and all that because I don't have no medical profession up under my belt. I send you to direct you to individuals that has the medical professions. Amen. I need to listen to also to medical professions. The Bible declares, you know, the Bible declares, amen, obey different ones that have rulership over you. Now, we're dealing with office. We're dealing with people that has the different place, amen. We got to stop trying to have all the common sense. That's why so many people, our lives is in where they at right now because they trying to have all the common sense. They trying to diagnose everything, and they cannot even diagnose that their self is the problem. Amen. So we got to get away from bootleggers and we got to get out of the conversation of bootleggers until they can prove to you that they have medical degree. And I'm not talking about they got a PhD degree from Google. I'll pause and let that sink in for a second. Amen. My God, because we will try to search information, amen, in a minute other than dealing with the medical scientists. If the CDC tells me I need to wear a mask, I'm listening to the CDC. Regardless of what president or regardless of what government says or regardless of what your local bishop telling you, I'm going to listen to who? The CDC, amen? You got to understand that God placed people and placed people all over the world regardless if they have a church name, they have a church location, it doesn't matter, amen. God placed things in the world for we could be governed by, for it could keep us. One thing with the peoples of God in the body of Christ, instructions is killing us. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And because of we are not receiving the instructions and receiving the different things, amen, it's destroying us. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, you look down in a couple of verses in that in Hosea, amen, it shows you and it begins to say, because of you rejected God. So basically saying, because you rejecting the instructions, you rejecting the information, you rejecting God, the Bible begins to declare, so God will do what? Also reject you. Amen. Listen, if you continue to play with fire, it's a matter of time before you get burned. I'm going to say that again. You continue to play with fire, it's a matter of time to get burned. Amen. My God Almighty. Some of you probably say, well, Pastor, you was doing Facebook at a church. Absolutely. Number one, God told me to go. Number two, Pastor had on his mask. When Pastor took off his mask to minister, then Pastor put back on his mask, wiped his hands and everything down with sanitized. Well, some people was using that mic absolutely correctly. The mic was wiped down before Pastor used it. Pastor had his own covering or phone covering that goes over his mic that he take with him. So now I put a covering over the mic, and now whatever in contact between me and the mic is there something I have to do with it. Amen? So even if I have to obey God, I still have to practice precaution. I just can't run here, well, God told me to do this, and since God told me to do this, I don't even have to worry about that. The devil is a liar. You could be doing things that is good because the Lord told you to do, but it doesn't make it right because of the timing and the place where we at right now. You still have to take precaution. You still have to take covering. You still have to practice, my God, the different things, because at the end of the day, I don't want to have my intellect or my deepness so selfish, amen, to where I bring something to my own family, amen, that is a selfish individual, amen. And we got to understand that we got individuals here that study, that have more information, different things like that. But so many of us is so used to bucking the system to where when truth come at your door and it's time to apply, you're going to buck that as well. I declare and decree that goat that calls bucking in your life is going to come out your life, and you start bucking the system and you start listening to qualified individuals. Amen. Qualified individual. That ain't my message, amen, but that is something that we're going to tie into, because I just want to talk to you, my God, this morning and share something with you, because we're going hard all week, my God, with teaching and ministering and preaching, amen, to the body of Christ, to individuals, amen. And it comes to a time I just love to settle down and we could just, my God, feed our people. Now, we've been sharing Matthew, my God, the 20th chapter, and we've been sharing beginning at the 15th and the 16th verse, but I'm not going to go through all that this morning, that the 16th verse, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. I just want to deal with that just for a little bit this morning to help many of you to get some clarity and help many of you to get encouragement for where you are. Now, we have to understand, and let's not shout, my God, because that is a good quotation, and many of us begin to interpret a quotation from our life perspective. And our life perspective, we probably feel as though we're not there where we want to be. Amen. So we'll look at that. I'm in the last, amen, because of my life is lack. My life is not in the place where it needs to be, where I want it to be. Amen. And it says, now I hope that my money finna act right, things finna act right in my life, things finna come up, amen. So I consider that as the first. Amen. No, you have it all wrong. That is not it. Amen. So we have to understand the last, amen. When you start dealing with the last, you're dealing with an individual that doesn't have a plan, that doesn't have a strategy, doesn't have a sense of direction, doesn't have a place, my God Almighty, or in life where they're going, amen. Doesn't have a place, doesn't have a plan, doesn't have a strategy, doesn't have an area, a sense of direction where they are going, amen. So before you can begin to make the first or begin to be at the head of the line, mind, you have to have a plan. Amen. You need who going to be at the head of, what if God puts you at the head of the line, what you going to do next? Where are you going? Which direction or who you going to guide? Where is the point of y'all going, where are you going to move? Why are you in the front of the line? Why are you in the head of the line? Y'all hear me this morning, amen? So why are you there? So many people will jump and shout, amen, over different things, but God says, no, it's work up here. It's work up here. If you don't like to work back here to get yourself together, you ain't going to be able to make it up there, because up there, now you got a magnified glass that is on your life. It's a magnified glass that is on you, amen, my God. And if you don't, if you can't have a sense of plan of direction back here, how are you going to navigate up there? It's going to what? Cause more harm to you than it's going to do good to you. Y'all hear me this morning, amen? So we got to understand, before our life begins to transition into the head of the class or into the first of the line, amen, into from the back to the beginning, I need to make sure I have a direction. I need to make sure I have a plan. I need to make sure I'm going somewhere, amen? And once that begins to happen, guess what? Now the process, you ain't getting at the head of the line, or you're not getting in the front or being the first, amen, right away, amen. So now it's a process that you have to go through, and the process doesn't deal with the world. The process doesn't deal with people around you. The process doesn't deal with your family member. The process deals with who? It deals with you. My God, Michael Jackson says, I'm the man that is I'm the man that is in the mirror. So the process deal with you, because it's God is trying to position you to the top of the line, to the head of the class, to the beginning of the place. So now the process is beginning to deal with you. And a lot of people get stuck in the middle of the process, amen, because they don't want to deal with who? Their self, amen. They don't want to face the issues on their self. They want to call everything out. They want to try to hide behind scriptures. They want to try to make themselves sound deep as a minister. Well, some people need to sit yourself down and let God finish completing the work within you, amen, because you will never get, my God, where you need to go at the head of the line or at the front of the line until the process is complete. It doesn't matter how you want to rush it. It doesn't matter how much scriptures you can quote. It doesn't matter how many verses you want to go over. It doesn't matter. Until God does a completeness within you, you are not going to get, my God, at the position at the line. No matter who boasts you, no matter who try to push you, you won't have God's approval. Amen. So, my God, we got to understand that the scripture declares, so the last will be first. Amen. God has a plan for your life, for you could be the head of the line. He has the plan of your life, for you could be, my God Almighty, you be the lender and not the borrower. Amen. But get yourself out the way, for God can finish the work. Amen. And at the end of the day, like I've been sharing for the last 2 days, amen, you get the bootleggers out of your way until they can show you that they're able to handle the front of the line. They're able to produce at the front of the line. They're able to show you, amen, that I'm able to handle that front of the line. You better get these bootleggers out the way, because at the end of the day, the bootlegger don't got nothing. The bootleggers just ain't going to make it to nothing, and that's all the bootlegger is going to produce, amen. And you're going to produce the same thing, and what happened is then we get mad at the preachers. Then we get mad at the pastors. Then we get mad at the apostles, those that God sent. Now we get mad at these people without you telling that you have a bootlegger in your ear. Y'all, oh, my goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. If I had the mic, I just waved it at everybody. Amen. Because I know one that just got you quiet. Amen. Because you got a secondary opinion or a thirdary opinion. You don't need everybody's opinion. You don't need everybody's word. Because also in the book of Ephesians, amen, and it tells us why God began to send mature individual that at the head of the line, individual that is qualified, not no bootleggers, because it tells us in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning at the 14th verse, it says that we henceforth be no more children before. When I see an individual, don't know what to do, they don't know which way to go, I don't know where to go, we're going to go over here, I don't even know what to do over here, I thought that ain't going to work, that ain't going to work. No, you got some, watch this, hold on. And it says, toss to and fro and carry about with every wind of doctrine. You got all kinds of doctrine in your ear, amen? You got all kinds of information that is in your ear. And a lot of information, God looking at them, like, how they able to give you some information? And God said, I never seen them walk across the stage with their diploma. I never gave them their diploma. So how can you qualify or equip somebody to get their diploma and you never got your diploma? Amen. You got to understand, saints of God, that you cannot get away from the process that God has in your life. God will strip you down, break you down, amen, and start you from the beginning to work you back around again. But I tell you that he that humbled theirself before the Lord, you shall mount up like wings with eagles, and you gonna soar. Let me pause for a second and tell somebody, it's a matter of time before you put soar again. It's a matter of time before you get your wings back again. It's a matter of time before you start flapping again. But at the end of the day, you got to go through the process. It don't feel good. It's going to hurt. It's not going to make you feel, my God, like, what in the world I'm doing? God always picking on me. But those that is humble enough to understand that I have an issue, I have a problem. See, the people that always look at themselves like, you always mad, you get always get mad when somebody tells them the truth, that's a problem. That's a person that has an issue, amen, with correction or with rightness, and they have an issue within their self, amen. And they have an issue within their self, amen. And they cannot produce they cannot produce good fruit. But I believe that your time is now to produce what? Good fruit. Because why? The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Now, what is that concept, Pastor, that the first shall be last? Well, some people that are in front of the line got beside themselves. I'm going to pause for a second. Somebody got besides themselves. Somebody starting to look at individual like they got like they biggity, like they God now. You know, we got the individual thinking that, yeah, I don't arrive here. I don't arrive. When you arrive, tell me what is arrive, amen. When you get up the top of the pole, tell me what the top of the pole look like, amen. Because at the end of the day, we all in a fight. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter where your rank at is in the world. It doesn't matter what your establishment. Your fight might not be my fight, but we all is in some type of fight. You got, my God, you got celebrity broke people. They still in a fight trying to get their income or finances together, and they known all over the world. We all got a fight somewhere. Tell me where is the top. Tell me where is the head. I don't only understand anything other than God gonna make you first. In other words, you got a plan, you got a direction to help people, amen, come into their own, amen, that God has for them. The last will be first, the first shall be last. That's somebody, amen, don't want to listen no more. That's somebody thinking that they got it all together, amen, they got it all right. I got to listen to somebody. It doesn't matter what God is establishing with me in my life, I have to listen to somebody. I'm going to church and listen to the CDC telling me what I need to do, amen, because I have to obey. You have to obey something. If the children of Israel didn't, my God, at some point begin to obey who God placed as leadership before them, they would never made it in the promised land. And because it took them so long, they could not obey, my God, they was not obeying what God placed in front of them. They always had problems. They always had issues. What I called on the last 2 days, that we was already in a pandemic, amen, pandemic, amen, and we was in a pandemic with a lot of people complaining about this, complaining about that. This is the reason. Stop blaming everybody else for your mistakes. Take accountability and responsibility of your own decisions that you made. Baby, let me tell you something. If you mess with the bootlegger to turn your lights on, eventually the main people that has the qualifications, my God, in the right to establish electricity in your house, they put a lock on your phone. They put a warrant out for you to be stealing. Now you want to get mad at folks. Y'all doing me wrong. Now, all you did wrong in the first place by hiring a bootlegger and know good and well you were stealing. Y'all about to hear me this morning. Amen. So, amen. So, we got the, my God, I just had to chuckle for a minute. I heard somebody in the spirit realm. Oh, Lord, he pulling my coattail. Amen. You about to start, you about to put that meter back up, put them tabs back on, turn that doggone electric off, and go to somebody's house if you need to. Amen. Because only truth and rightness, amen, is going to get you where you need to go. You can't bootleg this thing. You can't cut corners with this thing. I can care less how much sha-na-na-na and roll and roll my boat and I see that you have in you. Amen. Until you see it God's way and do it God's way, you are not going to see what you are looking for in life. It's going to always be a struggle. You're going to always have some issues. You're going to always deal with some highs and lows and always some problems. And you're going to constantly blame it on the devil. Amen. And that's what bootleggers do, blaming on other bootlegger. You take your car to one bootlegger, the one bootlegger say the other bootlegger ain't doing right. That person ain't did right. They don't mess your car up. You better stop taking your car over there to there. Yeah, all the bootleggers complain about every bootlegger, amen. But until you deal with the right source, amen, you won't have to worry about that issue again. Amen. Is anybody learning something this morning? Amen. So you got to understand, even if God positioned you first, you got to understand that. My God, a lot of people interpret this as people that is already established, as people that is already got it, that the first shall be last. No, God can position you at first, and the minute he positions you, the quickest that he put you at the beginning of the line is the quickest he could demote you at the back of the line. Y'all about to holler at me about that. Amen. You better look at the story dealing with Saul. Amen. Saul don't experience that he was at the head of the line. Then Saul don't got beside himself. Amen. And he had to go at the back of the line. And God will reposition somebody else because it's always a rotation that is going around. Never think that you are expendable. Y'all about to hear me. Never think that you cannot be replaced. That's on a job. That's in a family. That's at the church. That's in the kingdom. That's everywhere. That's in a marriage. That's everywhere. You can be replaceable. But because of the love of God, he worked with us. He put us in a gutter. He tried to help us, to wash us, to clean us. Because what he gave us, amen, he wants us to fulfill it for everlasting. God is not an energy giver. God, we give up the things that God has for us. We give up our place. We give up what God gave us. We give it up. God doesn't take it, amen. The enemy, and let's stop using this theory, the devil don't came in to steal. I understand scripture declares that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How in the world that the enemy going to steal something that God gave you? The Bible declares, my God Almighty, whom I bless, no man cannot curse. So what God bless you with, how in the world that the enemy could come and steal a God's blessing that God done gave you, amen, what God done established in your life? Somebody need to say the devil is a liar because there's no way that the enemy going to come and steal something that God done gave. He don't have no jurisdiction to get. It's either you give it up to him, amen, or the devil, no, he can't touch it. So, other words, somebody need to have a praise break just for a second. Whatever God done bless you with, you don't have to worry about losing it in this pandemic. You don't have to worry about, my God, it's walking away from you. What God has for you, it is for you. The blessings that came in your life, the enemy don't have no jurisdiction to come and touch what God already blessed. I don't care if somebody want to put word curses on you, want somebody want to talk about you, baby, when God don't position you, no man doesn't have a right, my God, to take it off of your life, because what God gave, no one can take away from it. No one don't have the right of the jurisdiction to rebuke it or to get it away. If anything, they going to get in trouble with God. Because if God will for your life to be blessed, anything that come against God's will, you got a problem with God. Holler at your boy. Amen. Send me a text. Send somebody. Amen. So you will have a problem. So let's understand this. And I'm about to get out of here now. Hallelujah. It's been a week. It's been a week. We have to understand that the first shall be last. The first shall be last. The last shall be first. That's rotation of position, you know. And sometimes God been on position, people don't bless them in their life. But because now they start established to be in the front of the line, now what happened is, watch this, they get besides themselves. They start looking at all the things that they feel as though they accomplished and that they got it on their own. It was my knowledge got me here. It was my prayers done got me over here. It was what God showed me in my life that got me over here. So now self begin to destroy you. Yourself begin to destroy you. So now you're at the front of the line. Now you have to be who, my God, the last now. First shall be last, and the last shall be first. Now the last is the, now the person, now the individual is last. What God said, I don't want you to be last for the rest of your life. Last is a place of brokenness. Last is in the place of being squashed. Last is in the place to where you really start evaluating yourself, your condition. You start looking around and trying to put things in its proper order. That's that process that for me to get back at the front of the line and be reestablished, I need to look at myself. I need to do this here. Some of us need to just hush from ministry. You need to just hush and stop ministering to yourself before you try to minister publicly. And that's many of our problems. We try to give everybody else something that we don't even have. You know, many of you don't even have the word within yourself, because the word can't even come alive in your own life. So you need to hush and let the word come alive in your life first. You need to hush, and you begin to see the ministry unveil or the prophecy begin to unfold in your life first. Trust me, because you got to sit to the side of the line. That doesn't mean God don't have no team members out there, my God, in the race. Amen. And why you getting it together. Amen. So we need to understand that. We need to understand that God wants you at the front of the line. But if you get up the front of the line, what plan do you have? What direction you going? Some of you, you probably do got it together. God done squash some things. But God said you don't have no vision. You don't have no plan which direction you're going with your life. Where are you going in life? So how can I put you at the head of the line? You don't even know where you're going. The enemy going to knock you right back down. So God said, I'm trying to protect you from warfare. I'm trying to protect you for, my God, attacks. So I got to keep you here until you get a plan, until you get your strategies together, until you could get, my God, where you could get in your direction. Listen. Bootleggers is not going to be able to produce you anything other than, my God Almighty, faith, other than, my God, a hope and a dream that you got it together, that you in God's will. But when you take a turn around and look in your life, you'll see your life is not changing. Your life is still the same. Then you got to take your car right back to the bootlegger, or your spirit right back to the bootlegger, and the bootlegger got to try to patch that back up. How can somebody give you something quality, and if they don't have quality, because they never went through the test, they never went through the preparation, they never went through the process, they never sacrificed in a sleepless night, never sacrificed. All they did is, you got something to give me. I got a hustle to get from you. So God said, I got to shut down bootleggers all over the world. And before I open up the world again, or open up different places again, amen, I got to make sure the qualities and equip ones that I already have ready. So I got to shut bootleggers down. So we got an operation of closing unqualified people that doesn't have the qualification paperwork, even though you don't got your paperwork through the internet or through somebody else and signed off on it. It's not authentic. We got to make sure that we don't walk that way. Because we begin to walk that way, we have to understand it's not going to produce anything. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. The question is, like I shared with them on Friday night, which position you are in? Once I get in the front of the line, I cannot have the same attitude like I had in the back. I got to be able to establish. I got to be able to walk with humility. I got to be able to have hospitality. I can't be on my high horses. I can't look at it like I don't did all this. I established all this. I got to be thankful. I cannot walk with an ungrateful spirit. I got to be thankful. I can't walk with a prideful spirit. I got to be thankful. I can't walk with, my God, I can't listen to somebody, somebody trying to help me, somebody trying to teach me, for I can attain the things of God, and I always want to get angry. God said, I don't deal with an angry person, a hot temper individual. He said, stay away from them. Because at the end of the day, the love of the Father, the Bible declares, because you love the things of the world more, the love of the Father is not in thee. Amen. I hope I help you all. Listen, I feel someone that needs prayer this morning. I never open up the lines, my God, unless the Lord lead me. And I want to pray for someone this morning. If you need prayer, my God, this morning, and I'm not going to be on long. If you don't jump in, I'm jumping right back out. If you need prayer this morning, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. But I really felt that someone could use prayer this morning. Someone needs prayer and just want to give you some prayer. I want to let you know something before I pray, my God, and I'm going to teach on another depthness of prayer. I'm going to get ready to teach on another depthness of prayer things, amen, because I want to let you know something before I even get ready to pray for anybody, amen, and before I get ready to speak into anybody. If you don't have a truly made-up mind, amen, and you don't have a truly made-up mind, and if the things that God or we are praying for, if the things is that God have not approved or established for you in this time and season, I'm telling you, just speaking a lot of air right about now, regardless of how somebody, I believe it, Pastor, I believe it. No, no, no. One thing about God and one thing about prayer and the Holy Ghost, they know truth, they know authentic, and they know that you just have an emotional moment for a season, but your mind and your heart is really not made up. You just in this moment right now. And what happened is, my God Almighty, we blocked out the work of prayer. We blocked out what prayer could do. We blocked out. You don't want to block out. You want to be an individual that has your mind made up and is ready to receive what God has for you. And always deal with reality of your life. Never come and deal with something that is not reality. Some of you, God, I need prayer for my finances, but you have an undisciplined problem with finances when you get it. So you have to deal with reality for the prayer to be effective. And you got to deal with truth for the prayer to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy endures forever and ever. Amen. God is good. I just thank God for you all. Listen, I'm also going to also get ready to do a series. I will let you know. We're going to go from why we having this time that we are down and able to spend time through meetings like this, social media or on the phone. We're going to go. I'm going to take you through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. My God, and it's going to take us probably a couple of months, my God, to finish it. But you get ready to come on with me. If you never went through the stories of the Bible, you never went through the Bible, amen, well, it's your chance. I'm going to come and sit down with you, and we're going to go through story. We probably won't break down verse by verse, but we're going to understand the different stories. We're going to understand the different things that is in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And we're going to go to one end of the book to the other end of the book. Amen. And by that time, amen, you should, between kingdom economics and the understanding of the kingdom and everything, and now understanding the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, every story that is in there, you should be equipped. It shouldn't be nobody have to take their spirit to a bootlegger to let them fix them. It shouldn't be nobody, my God, dealing with lack or dealing with things that is not in that things in their life other than prosperity. It shouldn't be nobody. Amen. By the time you done, my God, with us this year, my God, you should be having a life my God, of your best years. Hallelujah. So get ready. If you never did it before, regardless of how well you know scriptures and know the world from different point of views, I want you to come into and sit down, because it will open up your eyes to so many things, and especially navigating through the Bible. This is how pastor have to how I learned how to navigate, you know, and understand the gospel. I understand it through Genesis, through Revelation. Amen. Not through certain verses and not through certain things. That's an individual never walked through the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But I'm going to take you through, and guess how much it's going to cost you? It's just going to cost you how much you pay your phone bill and just to get on the line with us. Amen? So other words, nothing. So other than your time. You're right, First Lady. Other than your time. You don't want to miss it. Amen? Once we get it going. God bless you all. We thank God for you all. We love you all. God bless you.